Camille Scott. I manage scientific communications.
All right, and some news from Monsanto today about CRISPR technology. Tell us what that news is, please.
Absolutely. So we announced last week that we've reached a global licensing agreement for the use of CRISPR-Cas genome editing technology in agriculture with the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard.
And what exactly will this allow you to do?
Sure. The Broad Institute is a world leader in developing CRISPR genome editing technologies, and access to this tool will allow us to add the innovative technique to our growing body of work in the space, which includes our own discovery work in genome editing techniques and also several other licensing agreements for access to other innovators' work in the space as well. We've announced a couple of those this summer.
So DuPont Pioneer, I know, is using the technology for some drought-tolerant corn varieties. Does that mean you will have access to that, or what does that mean?
It is a similar tool, but it's separate in the institution that we've licensed the technology from. So this is the Broad Institute's first licensing agreement with an agriculture company.
Well, in just general terms, how do you describe CRISPR technology, and why is it the next big wave of the future?
Well, CRISPR is one technique in a growing number of tools in the genome editing space. It's certainly the most prevalent in the news right now, and it's something that we're very excited to be able to incorporate into our body of work.
Okay, so can you just briefly describe what it is? It's described by some as gene editing, so to speak.
Gene editing technologies such as CRISPR-Cas offer a way for scientists to promote site-directed integration of specific genes, as well as the opportunity to enhance beneficial or remove undesired plant characteristics. We believe that these technologies will help plant scientists address some of the great challenges that are facing agriculture and our planet more efficiently, and of course then in turn help farmers continue to meet growing demands.
Are there any particular crops that Monsanto wants to work on first with this opportunity?
The licensing agreement is applicable across our current crop portfolio. And we plan to graduate the early research we're pursuing right now into our pipeline going forward, but don't have a lot to share on specific product concepts at this particular juncture. We'll be excited to be able to share more on that in the coming months.
Okay. And explain, and maybe you did already, but help me, the non-exclusive license agreement means what exactly?
Yeah. So Monsanto and Broad both share a broad licensing philosophy to enable wide-ranging benefits from proprietary innovations like CRISPR-Cas within the scientific community so that innovation truly rules the day. So while we have a global license to use CRISPR-Cas in our research, it doesn't preclude the Broad Institute from working with other companies in the ag space as well.